mass protest has erupted in the U.S. city of St. Paul, Minnesota, following a police officer's exoneration in the killing of a black motorist. A Minnesota jury has dropped all charges against Officer Geronimo Yanis, who fatally shot Philando Castile during a traffic stop last July. Cuba has rejected U.S. President Donald Trump's decision to restrict bilateral ties, this after Trump cancelled parts of a deal between the two countries, which was reached under former President Barack Obama. Havana labeled Trump's rhetoric as, quote, hostile. At least seven crew members of a U.S. Navy destroyer are missing after it collided with a Philippine-flagged container ship off the coast of Japan. The U.S. Navy says the USS Fitzgerald suffered damage on its starboard side, above and below the waterline, which resulted in some flooding. U.S. President Donald Trump has acknowledged he is under investigation over his alleged collusion with Russia during the 2016 presidential race. Trump made the acknowledgement in a tweet in which he also sharply criticized the investigation, saying there was no proof of alleged ties with Russia after months of investigation. A jury in the U.S. state of Minnesota has dropped all charges against a police officer who fatally shot African-American Philando Castile during a traffic stop last July. Officer Geronimo Yanis was acquitted of manslaughter in the death of Castile, who was shot just seconds after telling Yanis he was legally carrying a gun. The UN Refugee Agency says the Daesh terror group may be holding up to 150,000 civilians as human shields in the Iraqi city of Mosul. The agency also says Daesh terrorists have been capturing civilians in battles outside of Mosul and forcing them into the areas that are still under their control. Israeli soldiers have shot dead three Palestinians over a stabbing in occupied Jerusalem al-Quds. The Israeli military says the three were shot after they attacked soldiers with knives and weapons in the old city. A female soldier who was taken to hospital with a stab wound succumbed to her injuries.